Sakel, CAI, toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features that are there for you completely free. Those other talk show hosts, they charge you for their site. You can enjoy ours at freetalklive.com and get all kinds of stuff. Everything from the main site feature, which allows you to actually control the content on the site, to interactive features with others, like our chat room that's built into our webcam page. All of it's free. freetalklive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And so there's big news internationally that I think should be talked about, or what could end up being big news, and then something that is attached to it that I think is pretty big news on the scale of international protests. You probably have heard about the protests if you've been listening to, you know, mainstream radio or watching TV, reading papers. You've probably heard about these protests over in the Middle East, about the movie that's really bad, which may not even exist, may not actually be a film at this point. It's just a trailer, apparently, online. But this, what was it called? Something, Innocence of Muslims, I think?
Yeah.
And or innocent, was it Innocence of Muhammad or Innocence of Muslims?
I don't know, but I mean, certainly it was about Muhammad's life.
I don't have it in front of me right now, but there's a lot of news coverage around this. The idea that, oh, it's this one movie that is making everybody so upset. This is what all these protests are about. It's this movie, this trailer of this really low budget, crappy quality anti-Muslim film, apparently.
You really have to not know anything about America to believe that this movie is going to be produced and shown on any kind of scale. I mean, to get really upset and want to storm a, to want to go out and protest, to want to spend your afternoon just chanting and protesting about this movie. I mean, all they've done is bring this movie that is the crappiest thing I've seen in weeks up to the forefront.
Now, I don't know how much of the, you know, the coverage you've seen of this, Mark. I know that I'm not going to jump out on a limb here, but have you paid any attention, or how much attention have you paid to what's going on in the Middle East?
No, I've been watching the news as much as anybody.
So of the clips, like, what do you estimate the size of, from what you've seen, the size of each of these protests, of some of these protests?
I've seen, everything I've seen has been kind of like the reporter talking and, you know, in front of sort of a scary backdrop, but not really any full crowds.
I haven't seen, that doesn't mean that's not happening, right? It's like the media can spin things however they want to as far as the way they take their pictures, or the way they take pictures can be revealing or not. It depends. But what I'm looking at right here on New York Times, nytimes.com, is a story about Russian protests that are going on. Large anti-Putin demonstration happened today in Moscow. And this appears to be tens of thousands of people.
Like, kidding about that one, huh?
This is serious. Like, the shot that you see here is a humongous crowd. And you're not seeing that in the pictures that are coming out of...
I haven't seen one yet. I mean, you would think it was a humongous crowd in Benghazi to have done what they did.
So, what was it they did?
Was it in Benghazi where they stormed the Libyan embassy?
Was this where the people were killed, or was that elsewhere?
I think that was in Libya.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that particular detail, but you don't need a crowd of that many thousand people to storm an embassy. You just have to have a crowd of an angry mob that's willing to do it, and they clearly were.
If the Marines had bullets in their guns, you wouldn't have been able. They wouldn't have been coming over that wall.
Well, did they? Do they not have bullets? Didn't they send in the Marines after the fact?
Well, there's Marines guarding. Aren't there Marines guarding every one of these embassies?
Maybe. I don't know if it's the Marines or, like, the embassy police.
Well, there's a news story that came out that said Marines don't have bullets in their guns when robbing embassies.
Well, according to the story here at the Times, Russia's opposition movement drew tens of thousands to another large anti-Putin demonstration today, sending the message...
I haven't seen tens of thousands at any of these protests.
...that its ranks are undaunted by a battery of new government sanctions and the two-year prison sentences handed down last month to the punk rockers of Pussy Riot. Now, normally when you have the government guys doing this crackdown on activists, which we've certainly seen happen here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as more liberty-minded activists move here and get active, you see when they crack down, it doesn't get better for them. And I don't know why they haven't figured this out yet. So they cracked down on Pussy Riot. They put them in prison for 2 years. This is a band of younger ladies who went into a church in this particular case.
Like a major synagogue, or a major cathedral in Moscow.
Right, the head Orthodox Christian church in Moscow. They went in there and they played a song, but they didn't actually have instruments. They just kind of sang out
and yelled
in there. And they
were disorderly
arrested.
In a very important church.
Right, and they were arrested for that, and that's what the trial was all about. And the trial was absolutely outrageous, and some commented that it was even more of a show trial and even more outrageous than they remembered during, you know, the Soviet Union. And so it was terrible what they did to Pussy Riot, but people have not been cowed in Russia. They're coming out in force.
One of these gals came and like chainsawed a giant, important cross
yeah.
down.
One of the girls from Femin from Ukraine.
I mean, crazy. Just coming and chainsawing some giant religious icon down.
Right, while topless. I don't know if you mentioned that part.
It doesn't really matter to me what undergarments she's wearing, but yes, that's true.
Well, it matters to the viewers on the internet who are more likely to click on a video. I mean, it's pretty cool to have a hot girl chainsawing across to the ground in the first place. I mean, as far as like video footage is concerned, but it makes it better if she's topless. So that's what some of the things, just a few of the things that have been going on. These are the things that reach us all the way over here in New Hampshire. And so, we're only seeing this through the filter of the mainstream media. We don't get to go. I mean, I can't speak Russian, so we don't get to go on the blogs of these folks over there and really kind of clue in to what's actually going on. But fortunately, the U.S. media is better at reporting those things going on in other countries in the same way that other international media is better at reporting what goes on in the U.S. So maybe we're getting a better, less biased view from the mainstream, like from a place like the New York Times on this story. In fact, there's news about Pussy Riot, and we can talk about that as well. Basically, the second in command in Russia is saying that they should be set free.
Early,
from their sentence. Now, the protests that happened today, like the ones that first jolted the Kremlin 9 months ago, featured mockery of President Vladimir Putin, largely send-ups of a recent stunt in which Mr. Putin flew a hang glider at the head of a flock of cranes.
He really is out doing
that. He loves himself, doesn't he?
Stuff. Yeah. But it's just interesting.
The trademark neon balaclavas of Pussy Riot, whose members were prosecuted for singing an anti-Putin song in a cathedral, appeared on buttons and balloons at this protest. So the picture that you see of this huge crowd, there are very, very large balloons, like balloons you could probably fit several people inside.
No, that's good size balloons. Sure.
Balloons that are in the shape of the masks, the balaclava. So the balaclava, for those that don't know, is the kind of the ski mask, where you can, get your eyelids or your eyes cut out and the mouth cut out, basically. And so they've got huge balloons, and it says something about Pussy Riot there. Probably says Free Pussy Riot, but I can't read Russian. And so this is, evidence that this is in direct response to what happened with Pussy Riot. These people are in the streets in Moscow, the numbers in tens of thousands, because of what they did to these young ladies.
Tens of thousands. I can't imagine what it would take to get tens of thousands of
Americans
on the street and in the United States. I mean, just what kind of outrage would have to occur?
Tens of thousands of people will go to a sporting event here.
That much is true, sure.
But protest?
Out to protest something, I mean, it's pretty rare.
Yeah. I can't think of the last time. I mean, it happens, but...
Yeah, the Million Man March and some things that they've done on Washington, D.C. Sort of these really well-organized things that come out months in advance.
Right, with a lot of money behind them and effort. And
grassroots.
That's the kind of thing that's not happening here. This is grassroots. Like, you don't get...
How do we know that it's grassroots, though?
855.
We can't read Russian.
855-450-FREE, 1-855-450-3733. Your thoughts are certainly welcome, and maybe you haven't had a chance to hear about or comment on the Pussy Riot story. We'd certainly love to have your input there as far as, 2 years in prison for going into what is arguably a semi-public place, like a church, and doing something uncouth. 2 years? Is that appropriate? 1-855-450-3733.
Yelling in church.
Or your thoughts about protests and the lack thereof in the U.S. or whatever's on your mind, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
Sometimes talking about our problems can be healthy. The first thing that most of us want to do when we have any trouble at all is talk about it. We shouldn't stuff everything that hurts and troubles us inside our souls and refuse to deal with the pain and the disappointment. We do need a way of releasing our pain, or as some people say, there are times when we just simply need to vent. However, we still need to be very careful about how we talk about the things that trouble us and to whom we talk. I always like to say, don't talk unnecessarily just to be talking. If you have a purpose in saying what you're saying, then say it. But once again, if you're just talking to be talking and it's all negative, then I encourage you to stop it. For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled M-E-Y-E-R.org. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want, toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and we invite you over to our website at freetalklive.com, where you can enjoy the features like our Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo or video. And in those validated photos and videos, they are proving that they listen to the show. A classic way of doing that is by holding up a handmade sign or something like that that identifies Free Talk Live or one of the hosts, something that we can be sure that you are who you say you are. So go to shrine.freetalklive.com And you, if you're a lady listener, can become part of the Shrine. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
You can't listen to radio now without hearing ads for gold and silver. A lot of people are trying to get precious metals right now because, well, it looks like Ben Bernanke and the Federal Reserve has started on QE3 now.
$40 billion per month.
Per month.
Money printing.
Yep, and no foreseeable end in sight. That means that the dollars that you possess are going to become less valuable because they're going to make more of them. And that means that commodities like gold and silver are going to become more valuable. Gold and silver.
Generally, that's true.
Yeah, generally, that's true. Gold and silver are commodities that you can hold in your hand. They're not like pork bellies where you're going to need a refrigerator to store them. They're not like, they won't deteriorate over time. And a great way to get them is to go to gold.freetalklive.com. There we have gold and silver coins that you can comparison shop right online, and it makes it easy for you. And when you buy gold and silver from gold.freetalklive.com, you're helping Free Talk Live. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. We can talk more about the protests that are happening over in Russia, what's going on with Pussy Riot. You can also bring up whatever's on your mind as well. So let's go to Dewey. He's listening to the Mic 92.1 in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Dewey.
Hey, how you doing today?
Just great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think that our problem with looking at what's happening in world events is that we're not taking care of the home fires first. Right now, we're headed towards a presidential election, and it wouldn't matter if they were Republican or Democrat. You'd have to look at their score sheet to see exactly what's going on. Ryan has been in office for 14 years. He's authored two bills,
okay.
And that's all he's done. Man, is that a day's worth of work.
Are you going to act like this election matters a whit?
What's that again?
Are you trying to suggest here that this election coming up in the United States actually matters at the national presidential election?
It does matter because you've got two rookies that have never operated the world's most powerful war machine. Ask any rich man when they've made the most money. It's
two
when
rookies.
That thing's activated.
Wait, wasn't Obama the rookie the last time?
Sure he was, but he's gained some experience. What do these two have in common?
Well, all I got to say is I don't think anybody really gets experience when it comes to doing these jobs.
Thugs, man. I mean, Romney had experience being a thug at the head of Massachusetts, and Obama's had experience being a thug at the head of the United States. What's the matter if one thug wins over another?
Well, one thing's for sure. He's had his nose bloodied, and he doesn't like
who?
It.
Who has?
Mr. Obama has. I mean, he's at least made an attempt to turn this country around. The only thing that the other two have had
is
to try and trip him up. That's what they've been paid for. I don't think we're getting their money
for it. Turn this country around, make an attempt. Tell me more about what you mean, because it seems like he was George Bush III to me. It seems like that's who Barack Obama is.
Well, he's not quite that bad. He's had a lot of help in that department because of a lot of people who appreciate what George Bush did. I don't.
So it's not Obama's fault that he was
as a lobbyist for the Saudi Arabians. How do you like that?
Which ones of the wars that George Bush started do you think did you not like versus the ones that Obama started? Because Obama's been involved in, I think, six conflicts. George Bush was involved in four.
The bottom line is that we were trying to get out of a war with Mr. Obama. George Bush rushed us right into one because it was lucrative.
Obama was trying to get out of a war?
Yeah, that's right. Libya.
Which war?
He was trying to stay out of Libya, and he sure was trying to stay out of Syria, too. And Somalia.
Yeah, because these are not good situations.
Obama rushed into all of those.
Romney and Mr. Paul Ryan are
Dewey, I'm sorry to tell you the truth here, but Mark, what did you say?
Yeah, in the time that this, in the worst economy that's been in my lifetime, Barack Obama has initiated a conflict with Libya, has come very close to initiating a conflict in Syria, which could very well be World War III, sent troops into Somalia, and don't forget supporting a dictator in Yemen. And, of course, he's supporting a dictator in Saudi Arabia, but there really isn't any conflict there.
Well, I go back to a warning to Mr. Ryan. It's an excerpt from the Hunt for Red October.
That's all you got, brother. That's right. All you got.
The Republicans
are bad.
Republicans are bad.
Thanks for the call, Huey.
I got news for you. Yeah. Democrats are just as bad as the Republicans.
Yeah, they're all the same.
And this election really, really shows it. There isn't a cup full of spits difference between the two.
The only way you couldn't know this is if you were living in some sort of a crazy party-loving fantasy where whatever it is your party does, you're behind them all the way. Oh, sure, he could have done something a little better here and there. I'm going to hold him accountable for this and that. But gosh darn it, at least he's not those other guys.
You could make the claim that if you were big oil or the military-industrial complex or something, that somehow Bush was better for you. I think I could argue that one into the dirt, but one could make that claim. One can certainly make the claim that if one is a union supporter, that Barack Obama has been on the sides of the unions. That's the one sort of area that one can make a differentiation between these two candidates, and that's all I got.
855-450-FREE.
You like guns and you're going to vote for Romney? You're a fool.
To me, a thug's a thug's a thug. Let's go to Crichton listening in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Crichton.
How you guys doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to talk about the Appleseed Project. Before I do that, I want to admit that you guys were correct all along.
On what?
When I called in this past year, every time supporting the Ron Paul infiltration campaign, you were right. It was an epic fail.
Well, you know, I was proud of what the Ron Paul revolution did. I mean, I don't remember what our distinction was.
Well, okay, when you say it was an epic fail, what were you intending to do, and why was it a failure?
My intention was to organize in such a way to take over the Republican Party from the inside. That was, from my perspective, the whole point. The idea of that Ron Paul would get the nomination was ridiculous from the get-go.
Yeah.
But the convention pretty much proved the point. They made it such a ridiculously high point at excluding Ron Paul completely, breaking their own rules to do it, just to prove the point that it didn't matter what we did. It was an epic fail.
You know, I think that over time, the Ron Paul Republican types could have an effect on the Republican Party.
You are a dreamer.
It's going to take a lot.
Maybe in New Hampshire. In New Hampshire, I see that happening already. But the rest of the country? Look, Mark, you weren't there. Crichton was there. He was the guy calling from the convention.
I'd like to hear what Crichton says on this, but I'd like to point out that there are very few people that are generally involved in their local parties. So, I mean, I'm talking about...
Boy, are they entrenched.
In a county, you can have as few as a half a dozen.
They are entrenched, brother. They are not going anywhere.
So, maybe not.
Crichton, you want to stay on and tell us more about the alleged epic fail? Because I'd like to hear more. Well, stand by. Yeah, you want to talk about Appleseed, too. So hang on. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, whether it's Ron Paul, Pussy Riot, whatever you want. You take control of the airwaves here. This live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. Live Saturday edition of the program. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy various features there. We've got a lot of them, including the bulletin board system, the chat room, two different ways for you to get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. Head over to freetalklive.com. You can find them there for free.
If you have an outdoors enthusiast in your life, or you are one, the best place to get the camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear that you're looking for is ManVentureOutpost.com. Because they've got the name brands, and of course with name brands you have a somewhat better chance that you're getting a quality item. And they've got the lowest prices. Now, when I say they have the lowest prices, that means I've done comparison shopping on many items at ManVentureOutpost.com, and I haven't been able to find a place that has them lower. You should do the comparison shopping yourself, but I believe you're going to find that ManVentureOutpost.com has the lowest prices, whether it's knives or ammunition, and everybody's looking for ammunition right now, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, whatever it is, they've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau, and you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. And get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com with coupon code FTL.
All right, so we're going to continue with you and your thoughts. Crichton is on the line with us listening in Kentucky, and he originally called about some other reason, Appleseed, I think. We can talk to him about that briefly, but I'm actually really interested in knowing about his experience with this Ron Paul epic fail, as he described it. I think, I agree with you, Mark. Ron Paul himself and his campaign bring new people to liberty every single time. Could his campaign have been better? Could it have been better managed? Yeah. I mean, they could have brought him on Free Talk Live.
I thought it was great, though.
We tried.
I mean, I thought that they did, you know, the delegate strategy they had was the only strategy that would work, and I thought it was sheer genius.
Sure, but
and
he
that
seemed
was
to have
Benton that thought of that.
Okay, but this Jesse Benton guy is definitely no. I mean, a lot of liberty-minded people are really upset
about
this
right
guy.
Now. But I want to make sure that people know that the good things he did too, because it's really easy to talk about the bad things that people
like
did.
How he didn't return your phone calls and refused to allow Ron Paul to come on this show.
We don't know what the reasons were that he didn't return.
Some
phone calls.
Handler was preventing Ron Paul from
it
coming on.
It certainly appeared
Live.
That way.
And so anyway, let's go back to Crichton, who has definitely seen the corruption in the Republican Party, because you were of the mindset that you were going to be able to change things through the system inside the party. And you were advocating this, calling from conventions and kind of reporting to us what was going on throughout the campaign. But you're now calling it an epic fail, at least the attempt to take over the Republican Party, that side of things. So tell me more about what you experienced.
Well, I am a local party official now. I won't go into too much detail lest I undermine myself. I'm still participating in that level of the events, but because of rule changes at the National Convention that were quite obviously directed toward the Paulites and the Tea Party and the otherwise grassroots events that might occur in the future in the Republican Party, to undermine them.
Like one of those changes, was that, like, for instance, where they said that now all the state primaries have to have one winner and all of the votes have to go to that one winner or something like that?
Well, they did that, but that's not particularly notable because that didn't pass. I don't believe that one passed.
Okay.
But the one that makes the most difference is rule number 12, which did pass. And rule number 12, basically, I don't know the exact wording, but basically it says that the Republican National Committee, from this point forward, can alter the rules by a majority vote within the Republican National Committee itself.
So they don't. This is the one where they don't have to go to the actual floor of the convention to change the rules, which is that's a huge change in the way a convention works. Basically, the executives are going to make all the rules, and you're just going to sit there and watch.
It basically says the fat cats are in charge.
Yep.
Yeah. That's basically what it means. Is that the whole convention process is for show now.
Yeah.
And it was pretty close to that by this point anyway. But that rule absolutely makes it for absolute show.
So, it's
rule
over.
Another rule change they made at the last minute is that originally, due to the 2008 rules, a candidate had to get a plurality of electors from five different states in order to be nominated from the floor.
Right, which Ron Paul did.
Succeeded at that.
Right.
He did that. But they changed the rules at the last minute.
What does plurality mean in this case, by the way? What does
plurality
mean?
Plurality literally means more than one delegate for each state.
Gotcha. Okay.
It does not mean majority.
All right.
But, you know, a lot of people looked at it like that, meant majority, especially the media, but that's not the case. But Ron Paul definitely had a plurality. I believe he had seven. And the rule change required eight. And they applied that immediately.
Yeah. Just those two examples. I mean, the first one, as you said, the Rule 12, that cuts out any chance of changing anything in the Republican Party. The Republican
Absolutely.
National Committee. Now, in order to have this dream of taking over the Republican Party, you'd have to take over the Republican National Committee, which is even more difficult of a, you know, even more of a good old boys club, even more difficult of a task to achieve.
The former chairman of the National Committee went on the Daily Show and was complaining about how difficult it was there, too. So, you know.
So interesting, Crichton, that you wanted to share that. I appreciate the information.
I agree. The strategy was brilliant and could have worked if they would follow their own rules. But, of course,
right.
Well, that's all you can do. When you're playing a game is figure out what the rules are and operate within those rules the very best you can. If the other people playing the game decide they're going to cheat, the only thing you can do at that point is point out that they're cheating. And if enough in both conventions this year, in the 2012 convention,
the Dems did it too, yeah.
The Democrats and the Republicans cheated in front of a national audience. And, I mean, it was right on
Why
CNN.
Why not?
Well, yeah, I mean, But to me, what they showed the American people was, it doesn't matter what you do, it doesn't matter who you vote for, we're going to hand you two crap sandwiches and have
you're
you vote
like
for
it.
One of them. You get to vote on which crap sandwich
nom,
you
nom,
want,
nom.
And that's it. Those are the choices you get.
There is
crap sandwich
no
one, crap sandwich
evil.
Two.
Say again?
There is literally no lesser evil option this cycle.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't one in 2008 either.
It would certainly take a keen eye to tell the difference between these two candidates.
So Appleseed, change gears real quick, Creighton. Tell me a little bit about Appleseed. It's a gun clinic, right?
It's a gun marksmanship program for families and children. And
oh, cool.
I took my daughter there this past week. And it's more than that. And it's also a history lesson.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And these intelligent men and women who train these kids, I brought my daughter and several other families brought their kids, and I noticed along the lines that every child there was homeschooled, every single one of them.
Interesting.
That's not a surprise.
And their scoring, their marksmanship scoring level is based off the Army qualification test.
Okay.
And their rifleman score, their passing score for this program is 210 out of 250, which is expert level in the Army qualification test. And I have to say, personally, coming out of the Marine Corps, it's hard. It's not some small thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're really teaching these kids to really shoot well. And
cool, man.
One of them, one little girl that wasn't my daughter, but a little girl about 9 or 10 years old, had this .22 rifle, and she could shoot so well that at one point we had this game, the shooting game, where we had to trace out a star shape on the pattern, on the target, and you had to black out the star. You had a team of four on each side trying to black out their star first. This little girl was tracing the outline of the spikes.
Wow.
With the .22 rifle. She was that good. And she took the test, and we took the test several times to get everybody a chance over and over again. I believe we took it 20 times or so. And she scored over 210 repeatedly.
Hey, and what do they charge to go to these things? Is it free, or is it a small rate, or what did you lay down?
It's not free. It's kind of like a membership. You join their membership.
Brighton, thanks for the recommendation, man. I appreciate your information about the inside Ron Paul stuff as well. Very interesting. And thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Take control.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. When rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Here with you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
The number is 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features on the site. We give them away to you. And if you like the show and would like to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. What you do when you get to shop.freetalklive.com is pick the Amazon link that is right for you. Or there's some other vendors on down the page. But you pick the Amazon link to go shopping at Amazon and get whatever it is you're looking for you would normally get at Amazon, because they've got great prices and a huge selection and free Super Saver shipping, dozens of categories and all kinds of items. So you probably shopped there before. It's just that when you shop through shop.freetalklive.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So it's the same Amazon experience you're used to. You're just going through our portal, so they know to send us some money for doing that. And it's really appreciated. Amazon has become a significant presence in our monthly budget. So thank you for buying your stuff through shop.freetalklive.com. You get what you want. You get the same great Amazon prices. And Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. So once again, shop.freetalklive.com to get that started. So we just got off the phone a moment ago with Crichton, who was talking about the Ron Paul revolution, but more specifically, the aspect of it in which they were attempting to influence and or take over the Republican Party so it would be in a more liberty-oriented direction. And I had suggested, and I think you did as well, but not to the same extent, that it was folly and that it was a wasted effort and that, you know, wasn't going to work. And it didn't. And
I don't think that you can just say, well, this one darn election, we're
going to
hang it.
It's not going to work next time, Mark. Remember what he told you about Rule Number 12, which they passed at the Republican National Convention, that makes it so the executive committee gets to decide on the way things work and how, what the rules are. They don't have to put it to an actual vote at the convention anymore, which was difficult enough to influence that. And the Ron Paul guys, you know, you got to give them credit. They had their S together. I mean, they knew the rules, and they knew them better than the average Republicans that would have been attending the Republican convention. It's like if somebody just showed up to support Mitt Romney,
or whoever at the convention, they wouldn't have known the ins and outs of how all the rules work and the primaries and what happens afterwards and how many delegates get to do what and whether they have to vote or not. There's all kinds of rules surrounding this. And so you got to give them credit. They knew the rules. They learned them. They were working by them. And they really thought that they were going to be able to make a difference. But as Crichton pointed out, what they didn't count on was that they weren't going to follow their own rules. That they just do whatever they want. Just like how the cops and the courts do whatever the hell they want, so does the Republican and Democratic Party. Because similar things happened at the Democratic Convention where all manner of skullduggery was about. They didn't have the Ron Paul contingent to really deal with there, so it wasn't as bad off.
Yeah, it wasn't as big or as ugly at the Democratic National Convention, but you could see the willingness to just trample on the will of the people. When there was a vote as to whether or not to call Jerusalem the capital of Israel, and I don't remember exactly what it all was, but, I mean, it was this kind of weird vote, and people were like, no! And the guy, after three votes, the chairman up there, whatever he was, the guy taking the vote, says, in my opinion, that was a two-thirds in favor. And, I mean, it obviously wasn't, and it was just...
Yeah, it sounded about equivalent to me, just listening to the...
It sounded about equivalent. The no's got really, really, loud and verbose at the end, but I would say it was about 50-50.
So, there's all this stuff happening, and it makes it so you really can't touch these guys, at least at a national level. But some people have been wondering, now that Ron Paul is done with his campaign, obviously there's the question about, will he come back in 2016? And if that's your idea of how change is going to happen, is to wait 4 years, see if Ron Paul comes back, otherwise hope for some other kind of national-level savior who's going to step in and swoop in to, rescue the country, you're still living in a fantasy realm. I mean, Washington, D.C. is what it is, and it's not going to change. They are too entrenched. Things are, the people that are there are very, very comfortable. The incumbents win over and over again. And as far as running these parties is concerned, there's, these hot dogs in these parties that are very, very well connected and very entrenched.
Yeah, they
and
do not want to see
they're not going anywhere.
The grassroots take over.
They're not going anywhere. And they're going to do everything it takes, including breaking their own rules or whatever, to make sure that doesn't happen. So what do you do? What is the solution now that this obviously has shown itself not to be one? Well, obviously, there's the Free State Project. I say obviously if you've been listening to this radio program for a little while, because we've talked a lot about it over time, where liberty-minded people, people that love the idea of freedom and are willing to actually do something, are moving together to the same place to get active. Ron Paul's endorsed the Free State Project.
Yep.
He has spoken at Free State Project events. So he knows this is a viable solution for the ideas of liberty in our lifetime. And you can actually go to somebody finally set this up. It was actually Derek J. Freeman who set this up, afterronpaul.com. So if you know some Ron Paul folks that are wondering, what do we do now? Should we run another Ron Paul candidate for local office here in Florida? Or wherever, as long as it's not in New Hampshire, good luck with that. Should we, wait 4 years and then bang our heads up against the national scene one more time and hope that this time something will shake out for freedom? Should we just give up entirely and just, call it a day and start drinking heavily?
I would think that anybody on any side would say that concentration of efforts is probably going to be the most successful. And that's what the Free State Project's about. The Free State Project's about getting 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move to one state, a small state, where 20,000 people could have an effect. 1,000 people have moved so far, and almost 13,000 have signed up to move. And at this point, there have been huge successes. I could make a laundry list of successes, but I'll tell you this right off the bat. There was nearly an 11% cut in the budget. And by that, I mean from the last year. It's 11% lower. Tell me how much lower your state is. And then tell me your excuse for not moving.
Right. We've got liberty-oriented state representatives that have actually been elected here, unlike all the other elections around the country. And I'm not talking about some Tea Party people. I'm talking about people that actually understand the ideas of liberty, actual Free State Project participants, being elected as Democrats and Republicans. Joel Winters, who was previously elected as a Democrat, has won his primary as a Democrat this year, so he's back in the race.
Didn't know that.
Yep, and the Republican Party has been infiltrated very successfully by the people who are of a liberty mindset.
I don't call it infiltration. I've been a Republican all my life.
okay, I get what you're saying, but the old guard is not going to be none too happy about
this. There are 400 seats in the New Hampshire House. How can there be an old guard?
In the party, there are people who are active. I'm not talking about the active state reps. The state reps in New Hampshire change out pretty frequently because it's a $200 a year position. You know, it's not.
That means that you know, generally only retirees can hold it.
Right, but it also means that less, say, politician-y type people are inclined to
people that would do this. People that would rule others for a living.
It's not to say those people aren't there, but they're less likely to be there because, well, why would you want to run for state rep in New Hampshire and get paid $200 when you can run in some other state and make $100,000?
Move 50 miles in any direction and then you know, run for state house in their state.
Right. So there's a lot going on here, and it's happening now. You don't have to wait. There are political campaigns in which to get active. There are civil disobedience and non-cooperation things going on, outreach projects, media being created. We just had a movie premiere today for the first time that I've ever been involved in, and it's certainly the first movie to have ever been produced by Free State Project participants in New Hampshire. I don't believe that anything else can make that claim. And it's awesome. It's Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com to watch the movie for yourself. It is free online in HD, and it kind of covers some of the you know, civil disobedience activism and non-cooperation that has been going on here for the last, well, as long as I can remember. So there's nothing else, you know, besides this movement, I don't think, that is really a viable option for people that love the ideas of liberty after Ron Paul.
There are some things coming up online at this point, but at this, I think...
You mean the Honduras thing?
The Honduras thing, the blue seed thing.
They're going to create cities in Honduras, ostensibly, that will be far more free than other cities in the world. I'm excited about that.
I think they're calling it the Free Cities Project. And then there's another thing called Blue Seed. I think it's blueseed.co, where one can go see you know, things about that. But these are ideas at this point. They are not...
There's some funding, though, behind them. So it's not like just some guys talking online, which is what happened originally with the Free State Project. People were just chatting online on a Yahoo
State
group.
The Free State Project is real grassroots stuff.
Yeah.
So it's interesting from that standpoint, too.
Absolutely. So if you want to do that Republican Party takeover, I guess what I'm saying is to the people that are all bummed out about Ron Paul and not sure what to do, if you want to try this Republican Party takeover plan, here's how you do it. You get together with other people who are like you and move to the same place, specifically New Hampshire, where there are already over 1,000 people here that are here for the Free State Project. And that doesn't include all the New Hampshire natives and folks that are here that are not Free State Project members that actually love the ideas of liberty. There's no better solution than that right now.
If not, there's always a wall to bang your head against.
There you go. Yeah, the politics will always provide that for you. You can spend as much effort and time wherever you are, and, you know, you can try to tell yourself you're going to change something. 855-450-FREE. When you give up, go to freestateproject.org. Hour number two is next. You take control. Bring out anything you want. More about Russia.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay. Just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Tees. Renovate your health one bag at a time.